The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Yo, what's up and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers podcast. My name's Yoel Legazo. So, you know, the Lakers lost their sixth game of the preseason, 112-116, to the Sacramento Kings. I thought we did really great on the second quarter, where we outscored the Kings 42-36. We did give up 71 points at the half. We did a lot better in the second half, giving it only about 21 points in the third quarter and 24 points in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis played 33 minutes, had 14 points. He kind of had an off night, but that's all right. Missed a few of those floaters that he usually makes. LeBron James had a great night, 12 of 20 from shooting, plus 17, and had 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. So on course to doing exactly what he did last year and in our championship year. Westbrook was a plus 7 in plus minus stat. He had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists. So I thought he did pretty well. Highlighting a few of the role players here, we had Kent Bazemore, who had 9 points, knocked down a few threes. We had Carmelo Anthony, who had 15 points, knocked down 3 of 4 from 3-point land. Austin Reeves had a rough night from 3-point land, 1 of 8, but that's all right. I thought he did pretty well defensively and off-ball offensively as well. And then obviously we had Dwight Howard. I thought he was great off the bench, plus 12 and plus minus. He had a few blocks, a couple blocks actually, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 7 rebounds on his time there with only 13 minutes. All right, well, I mean, despite the 0-6 record that we have in the preseason, right, I thought the Lakers did pretty well in the last two games. I think they've ramped it up and kind of, especially in this game where they had more of rotations, real rotations where, except for probably those last 3.5 minutes where they put the G League team plus Austin Reeves out there. But I thought they played some pretty good basketball today, some more competitive basketball where they stuck with a smaller rotation. I think about 9 players played most of it, and then those 3.5 minutes where they added the G League players. But I thought this was a good game overall. I think that the team is going to continue to progress and get better as a team on court and off court. And once that happens, once we have more games, have more data, have more time playing together in practices and in the games, in the regular season games, I think this team, we saw glimpses of it tonight. Of great basketball, and I thought that I think we're going to be good. I think we're going to be okay heading into the regular season and trying to fight and get number 18. All right, with that said, I'm going to pass it along to Medina, Petty, and the crew on our Twitter Spaces post-game show tonight. Hope you guys enjoy.
I know it's so good to see LeBron being LeBron again. Like, he really showed up tonight.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It was nice. I feel like, you know, it's hard to tell because LeBron is like, he's a freak of nature, but he's also going into year 19. So you see some things like, oh, has he just gotten slower? Like, he's obviously not getting up above the rim, or at least not trying to get up above the rim like he has in previous years. But he looks good. He looked good, man. Even like going at half pace, it felt like.
Yeah. If anything, I feel like he's, if it's even possible for him, he's even improved more. Like, every shot that he made tonight, it was just so effortlessly. And his free throw shooting has gotten way better, in my opinion, as well.
Oh, definitely. I think, too, he's it's nice seeing him play off the ball. Because he's actually a really underrated cutter. Like, he makes some, like, good back cuts and moves well without the ball for someone who is relied on so much with the basketball.
I mean, I know we had a sloppy first half, but I feel like we kind of made up for it in the second half. I know we still lost the game, but I definitely feel like a lot of our players are finally starting to find their chemistry. And definitely, like I was saying before, Westbrook, he played more aggressively tonight, and that was so good to see from him. I know he's usually used to playing like by himself, like he's kind of like more of a one-man show, but ever since he came onto the Lakers, I think he's been trying to like find his spot on the team and how to become more of a team player. But at the same time, even though he needs to learn how to do that, we also need to see that more aggressive side from him like we did tonight. I mean, the way we started off the game was, he took over and, he drove the ball in, and that was just something we need to see more from him as well. There's a couple of things that obviously could have been better, in my opinion. Like, the turnovers, that was just ridiculous. 16 turnovers in this game. And, like, the first 7 of it came in the first quarter. Just sloppy, sloppy basketball. And hopefully it's not something we carry on into the regular season game. I mean, these preseason games are here for a reason, to learn from these mistakes.
No, I totally agree. I think that, you can't get too high or too low when it comes to preseason. We're really not going to know what this team is until, like, probably, like, halfway through the season with all the injuries.
Exactly.
You can't really even let it bother you. I want to say a quick shout-out. I'm not – anybody who follows me knows I don't tweet about baseball a whole lot, but, congratulations, Dodgers, for advancing. Dodger fans, I know you guys are excited. That was a terrible way for the Giants to go out, but screw them, right? anyways, I just wanted to say that briefly. But listen, I have to go back and pivot back to what we're talking about. What I brought up earlier, man, Austin Reaves, man, I can't, like, I'm really not trying to
start Reaves.
Yes.
Not trying to hype him up, but man, Austin Reaves looks like an NBA player. Like, I really want him in the rotation.
I think all of us can agree with that. We would love to see him in the rotation.
Hey, what's up, Raquel? How you doing?
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to speak and be on you guys' post game. Appreciate it.
We're love to have you here.
We go way back.
I think I was just wanting to say something quickly, what Medina was indicating. I think for the most part, because we actually kind of was like in a little bit of panic, but we know this is preseason. We know this is a very new team. This has been the best this team has played in preseason. And this was the most amount of minutes that we got to see Westbrook, LeBron, and AD all play together. AD has been playing consistently through the quarters, but this was the first time like we've seen LeBron in the second half. They played a good game, definitely more better in the second half because, like you guys mentioned, they had a few turnovers, but we shot better overall. We had 47% shooting. For the rest of the games, we were shooting about a little bit over
40%. So has Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good to see him play with the Lakers.
They all played great tonight. Like, our leaders, our big-time players, they all actually stepped up. I do agree with you with Reaves. I think Reaves is just one of those players. He's very competitive. He's very confident. When he's come in, he's going to hustle. So I like that about him. That's just my little input. This is the first game I was actually like, wow, we actually look like a team. Like, we're still learning our chemistry and gelling, but they played together good to me.
Yeah, no, I think you make a valid point. I think the things that I was looking at was, I try not to look too much at like the actual end result. Try to look at like the good plays and the bad plays, And I loved that give and go on the left side that AD and Westbrook had. Man, that was crazy. Where they kind of passed it back to each other a couple times, ending with, I think, a layup from Russ or a layup from AD.
Yeah, it was like showtime.
Exactly. And there was a miss. There was one, a rim run, where AD missed it, like kind of got pushed off in midair that they didn't call. But I was seeing some more chemistry in there. To me, I think that the chemistry with Russell Westbrook and AD, in my opinion, is going to be more important than like LeBron and Westbrook. So I liked what I saw there.
I really think it's coming together. You know, I think it's gonna be a process. Like LeBron was talking about this against, you know, the post game versus the Warriors, right? He said it's gonna take a while. It's gonna take, you know, we have to be patient about it, but the big three, you know, once they mesh together, I mean, they're going to be pretty unstoppable. The AD was hinting at this. Like, there's lots of actions. There's you know, tons of actions that these three can do together, especially with the shooters that they have. We saw a little bit of it today. One where Russ was just, you know, he penetrated the rim, got there, and, you know, they had all their bigs right there in front of him. And so, you know, what did Russ do? What did he usually do in those moments? He'll kick it out. And right there, Bazemore was out open in the corner and money. So I just think, you know, I think with practice, with more time together, those reps that you have together as a team, I think the chemistry on court and off court, I think it's going to build and strengthen as we move forward. And, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited. And I'm really glad that, you know, we saw a lot of it, a lot of what it could look like, glimpses of what the potential could be tonight.
Absolutely. I think, too, we can all agree that today was definitely the best version of Russ that we've seen since he's been in a Lakers uniform. And I loved that. I felt he had a great balance of being aggressive, getting it to people, and not settling, because like against the Warriors, it was like they were waiting for him to kick it out. And there were so many times that Iguodala like picked that off. I was just getting frustrated looking at all the times that, and that wasn't just him, like also, you know, LeBron and everybody trying to kick the ball out. They were just very, you know, like your turn, my turn. Oh, I'm going to drive and kick it out because that's what I can do. So I thought we saw a better version, or the best version of Russ. And he was, you know, he was decently efficient. I think all three of them did really good. Like, you know, when I looked at the box score at the end, I'm like, oh, you know, all, they were able to, you know, kind of score between all of them like 50 or 60 points. So I'm more than that, actually, like 60 or 70 points. So I was pretty impressed with what I saw from Russ today.
I agree. Russell, I think people got to understand, this is a new team of players. I feel like everyone's already like, Russell Westbrook is doing this, he's doing this, he's doing it. He did have a lot of turnovers. He was sloppy in these first few games, but these are also players coming off of vacation. They're all a little rusty, they're all a little sloppy. We got to give him a little bit of chance to be acquainted with the new guys, his new playing style. Russell Westbrook is usually being a point guard. We got to remember that. LeBron is usually ball dominant, and they got to adjust to each other. I think that they're going to be fine because you see that. Like you just said, Petty, they did. They had about a little bit over 60 points together. They're doing well when they all play together. It's going to take time. We just got to understand that and be patient.
And you know what? Since we're here, hey, I know you've been here, Big Baby. Do you want to? You have anything that you want to share your thoughts so far on the game?
Well, it was a good game. I liked how LeBron played. LeBron looked dominant. Kind of got scared though when he went down. When he kind of like had to come out real quick from that little injury. I was like, all right, take him out. But other than that, I like the way Anthony Davis played great, but his shot wasn't falling, you know, tonight. Ooh. You know, but I guess last preseason game, you know, but he'll work. He'll have a bounce back game on Tuesday versus Golden State. You know, I know the Brooklyn fan that's in the comments is popping the champagne, excited that we're 0-6. Have that same energy, man. Have that same energy when we hold up that Larry O'Brien trophy.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, everybody's overreacting. Didn't Phoenix go winless in the preseason? And what'd they do? They went to the finals. I know they lost, but, you know, like, doesn't mean anything to me. You know, Dwight did his thing, but other than that, I'm not worried, you know. So, let's get number 18, guys. Let's get him, man.
Love it. See, that's that energy. If you come up on stage, come with that energy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, yeah, number 18 on the way.
Let's go.
People are so quick to just hate on us right now during this during these preseason games. I mean, it's all trial and error. We're gonna get our, you know, chemistry going, and in this season we're just gonna dominate. I mean, with Senegal from being the old team, the injured team, to super team very soon, no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, you know they only do what suits their narrative. So of the Lakers being bad or being embarrassing, so it's all good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never seen like people give so much attention to preseason games before.
Oh yeah, welcome to being a Laker fan. You know,
especially this year. Especially this year is what I'm trying to say. Like, everyone's eyes are just on us. They're just waiting for us to see us fall apart or see what happens with our vets. And I don't know. I just can't wait till we prove everyone wrong. I can't wait till we get into the season.
The eyes are always on us from the first day of free agency. We know it. Once we start signing players and making our moves, everyone's watching to see what we do. Then they react and they make their own moves. And then from there, it's, oh, what's their record going to be? Then it's the overreaction. Then they say we're too old. But of course, before we were too old, everyone that we signed was trash on other teams before. And then they call us a super team. They can't make up their minds. It's always something against us. But you know what?
Man.
It is what it is. Right? Like we said, All that matters is 18. They're gonna rip us apart with this whole preseason record. Whoop-de-doo. We brought back 3 players out of 15. It's gonna
overreact on it. You know
they're gonna overreact. It's gonna be news.
An indication of the season? Exactly. LeBron doesn't have it. AD can't do it. Exactly. It's gonna be fun.
Exactly. Three players back. We had five rotational guys that are out right now. Like, come on, man. I'm not worried at all. Things will get going. We're gonna be great.
I want to know, what were you seeing out there from from like the other guys, the role players,
players. Like, I mean, they're spotting up, doing their thing, playing off the ball. They're finding the open spaces, right? They're not just staying stagnant in one spot. They're knowing to get to the holes to make better passing lanes, so Russ and Bron can make those passes. And we're hitting shots. I mean, this is something that we're used to the last couple of seasons. Even though we won the championship, we still had never had consistent outside shooting. This is something that we can definitely look forward to, even with the others coming in that did not play tonight or will be coming soon.
Yeah. Before we get into this question, I think Lillard should join the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think everyone would like to see that.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man.
Lillard follows me on Twitter.
Come on, man. Yeah, of course we want
to. You want us to have everybody?
Come on, man. This is not 2K.
All right, hey, so holler at me, Paco. What you seeing out there, brother?
Man, dude, I'll tell you what. I feel like
I don't play balance, man.
But you know what? I've been hanging up on people in real life because they're coming up to me. Hey, man, you see the preseason? I'm like, man, the preseason. Raquel, you agree with that?
We'll be fine.
We're getting that 18.
Oh. Hell 18 yeah, on the way, you know what I'm saying?
That ass.
definitely. Well, yeah, man. I think I saw this game made me feel better in some ways, a lot of ways. I tweeted about this game when we were watching. I couldn't even enjoy that we finally have knockdown shooters because the defense is so bad right now, you know?
Right.
I mean, seeing, like, you know, when they throw it to Bazemore in the corner, I'm actually expecting it to go in. Like, you know, for once, like, I feel like the most consistent shooter that we had on that was just KCP. Outside of that, it was just, like, just enough three-point shooting to get by. And this season, I feel like we are not going to be worried about the shooting. It's going to be everything else, you know?
Hey, you gotta forget this, though. We don't have Monk right now, and we don't have
KCP. LeBron scored 30 points.
So, like I was following the feed. I was watching the Lakers, and then I was watching the Dodgers. I'm an Indians fan, or Gladiators fan, just because I moved out to Ohio, and that's actually where I was born. But then I moved to L.A. when I was, like, 8. So, like, it's a long story. But anyway, long story short, I'm telling you guys, like, it's going to be all right because we lost Monk. We lost THT. Those are shooters. Like, THT can shoot the three. Monk can shoot lights out. And, you know, Bazemore is going to hit his. Like, our bench is solid. And then as far as the Dame Lillard comment, man, what were you drinking? Let me get some of that.
All right, man. We appreciate you saying your piece, man. And we love that energy. Okay, there we go. Yo, McKay, how you doing, brother? You got something you want to share? You got some some thoughts that you want to share?
No, it was good. I think everybody kind of had us counted out for some things because we're a little bit older. But if you looked at it, LeBron's still balling out of control. Russ is still the fastest guy on the court. We're good. AD had a hard night. I'm not worried about the preseason either. I'm not worried about our guys being old. They're still producing. I think Dwight can get out there. And, you know, if he was given the opportunity, I think he's still a 20-10 guy and three blocks.
If he doesn't fall out first.
right. I mean, obviously, that's not the position we're going to put him in, but I think he's still got that ability, you know? Carmelo's still an excellent ISO player. I think we're good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it all in the head. I was seeing, like, that's why I was more optimistic from this game, because I was seeing all those things you were mentioning. And, you know, your family member, you know, Westbrook, he had his best
that's
game.
Right.
You know, hey, make sure you tell him to holler at us for opening night. You know, I want some box seats.
That's right. Go get the family suite. Family suite.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think I was really enjoying it. I've been asking everybody. So what were you thinking? Or what did you think about the role players today? Who was your favorite that kind of stood out to you? What did you see?
Hey, man, the one who keeps impressing me is Austin Reeves. They're kind of in the fourth quarter. He missed a handful of threes, so that kind of messed up his field goal percentage. But throughout the game, just his playmaking ability and his vision on the court, his ability to get all the other players involved, I think it's freaking dope. He's going to be a baller. And I think we kind of saw what the rotation is that Frank Vogel's thinking we're probably going to have, at least with THT and Monk out for the next little bit. I think he's gonna get those like 15 minutes a game. But he's been really impressing me. He's been really solid, really consistent, and he's just going to continue to soak up everything that all those other role players all those other playmakers rather on our team can teach him.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there with that one. The first time all since besides the summer league when he kind of didn't have a lot of help in some situations, I think the first time I seen him on the court and try and do too much at all was in that fourth quarter when it was kind of like, you know, go time. But that's going to happen, you know, at a young, you know, for young players. But I noticed that he just plays very under control, and him in the pick and roll is just fantastic. Like,
yeah,
I think he's one of our best pick and rollers. Like, I think he is for already just from what I've seen, the high level reads and plays that he's made has just been pretty incredible.
Yeah,
you know what impressed me about him today is Bazemore felt like he had four fouls, so he had to sort of sit out, right? And so what did Frank Vogel do? He inserted Austin Reeves in there, and they did as good or even better than, you know, when Bazemore was in there. And I was pretty impressed, and I tweeted this out that, you know, that Russ, Reeves, Bron, AD, DJ, if they're going to go with AD at the four, right, and not AD at the five, hey, that's a solid lineup. I wouldn't be mad about that.
Absolutely. You know, I was actually pretty impressed offensively of the lineups with AD, LeBron, and Melo.
Yeah.
Like, and then Westbrook. Like, I think that I saw him competing more on defense when he was there with the starters. Like, he wants to play. You can tell he wants to play. And he just, you know, he's not shy about his trigger. He's one of those guys, too, that will be able to, like, dish him the ball. If we can't make a play, like, he can create something. And it's not like, you know, and I'm not trying to like poop on anybody, but you know, some of our players from last year, they couldn't create their own offense. That, you know, that was kind of one of our big issues, is just like shot creation for themselves and for others outside of LeBron and AD. And I think that there's a lot of players on this roster that can create their own shot and be able to get not only get themselves their bucket, but also get other people involved. And like Melo's just, he's just, it's been, it just should have happened years ago. I'm so happy he's here. Anybody notice that injury? I don't say injury, but like that kind of no contact injury, weirdness with LeBron. Was that just like a calf strain or like a Charlie horse? Because I was scared, bro.
Hey, I think LeBron's got a little bit of a history of kind of doing stuff like that too. It's funny because I texted Yo right after it happened, and I was like, LeBron just tore his Achilles. You know, I didn't think he really did, but.
Oh my goodness. Dude, that's scary. There. Oh, that was so scary. Josiah Johnson, he's my OG. Shout out to King Josiah. Hilarious. I think everybody knows who he is, but he said, God is good when he walked back out of the court, bro.
Hey, that was a miracle. He got healed right on the spot.
Oh, seriously.
Yo, that's crazy that you said that, because I was like, nah, bro, nah. But hey, you know what? He does do that, and I'm just like, damn, bro, stop with the antics. But yo, why I requested it again, I'm not trying to like, I want other people to speak and stuff too, and things. But I wanted to talk about Reeves. Man, I could see that 1-2 punch with him and LeBron. Like, I mean, I miss my boy. Oh man, I miss my boy Caruso so bad. But I just saw that chemistry, and no, I'm not piggybacking and saying that's Caruso. But I'm just saying, man, for him to step in when Bazemore was like, "Nah, I can't." Like, we don't, like, that's championship, you know?
That, hey, that's his new sidekick, man. That's Batman's new Robin.
Damn, but we can't shun out Caruso, you know?
yeah. I think the comparison for them, those two players go, besides them, you know, being of the European variety, is that they're glue guys. They're the type of people who do what it's necessary outside of just like that. You know, they know that LeBron, AD, all the superstars are gonna do their part.
Right, so right.
They have hustle, and they do all the things that might not show up on a box store, and all the little small things to fit in perfectly. And I think that is why people keep bringing up that comparison, not because they're the same, because like
right. Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
Hey, what you guys think of Dwight Howard though? Like, real talk.
He's been motivated, man.
Love him. Motivated.
He's been impressive, man. He's been getting offensive rebounds. He's been getting putbacks and everything. And I think that's what we missed last season, man. Because when we had Andre Drummond, he couldn't, you know, complete the putbacks and everything. So it's good to have Dwight back, man, because he's going to give you that motivation. He's going to give you that drive, and he's going to play hard. Right. And that's what we missed. And he played excellent defense. Right. I know y'all saw that. I know y'all saw him come out of nowhere and block that shot. I know y'all saw that.
I think that like everyone was so happy. He should have never left in the first place. I think we all, you know, kind of feel that way, that he shouldn't have left in the first place there. But I'm so happy to have him back, and he's motivated. I'm mad he missed that three pointer though. That would have been crazy.
he got a little too excited for that one.
Throwback to game six.
Did you guys see his interview?
Oh no, nah, I missed it, man.
We've been in here, bro.
Rewatch it. I'm gonna just do a trailer. Watch it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
What'd he say? What'd he say though?
Hey, he's having fun, man. Basically, you can just see it in his facial expression.
And
I'm not gonna spoil
all about,
it, man. Yo, the game for the Lakers, you know? Watch it. All you gotta do is go to YouTube, type in, which okay, I'm sure you already have it in your search.
So I guess that's gonna leave us on the cliffhanger with that one.
But yes, sir. Hey, but I'm gonna lay back. I gotta work in the AM. So you guys stay blessed.
Yeah, no, yeah, you too, man. Thank you for coming through and thank you for, you know, sharing your passion. You know, you got me hyped today, man. 18 on the way.
Hey, no problem. Hey, anybody in here that follow me, I'll follow you back. It ain't even trying to get followers. It's just, I'm just saying, I love Lakers. So, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Follow your boy, all right? There you go.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeah, all man, right, we all family here, man. It's all about the Lakers. So.
Yeah, all right, man. You take care, Bravo. Anybody, okay, we do got some requests here. We're going to wrap it up here soon. Before we do that, though, we got Tyrell. Who you know has to request or to speak? So, what's on your mind, brother?
It's just preseason, but it's just there's something about Westbrook. I love Westbrook. I'm a big Westbrook fan, but sometimes when he's in the flow of the offense, it's just unorganized. I know it's the beginning, but it's just very unorganized.
I think so too. I think it's just like you said, they have two different tempos. LeBron and AD last year, they were in coast mode, you know. But if you think back to the season before that, when LeBron was running a little bit more point guard, he was the person who was kicking it up and then running and filling the wings and stuff. So I think, you know, they'll be able to get back to that. And I think they'll lock in and get, you know, start to be on the same page a little bit more as the season goes along.
Yeah, I think so too. It's kind of a plus having Westbrook play more of a playmaker role, which makes LeBron score more. So he goes on that go mode that we like to see him in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We haven't really had the opportunity to kind of see that as a Laker. I think he's been more, I don't want to say he's taken over in stretches and stuff, but I would say like his primary function and stuff has always been to kind of get everybody else involved because they literally needed him to do that as a Laker. Like, you know, the AD was here. He was the point guard for, you know, all intents and purposes. So I think it's going to be nice to kind of see a little bit more of the, like, Miami LeBron in the sense, not the athleticism or any of that stuff, the crazy freakish, like, athleticism and dunking on people's heads, but, like, him being more of a cutter and a scorer. So I think that's going to be great. You have any words, you know, last words that you want to say before we
I got some, man. All I got to say is when Monk and THT and all of them get back, I feel like they're going to help our bench out pretty well, man. It's good to have some guys that can come in and catch and shoot. Man, yeah, I think, yeah, the last guy that was, like, almost consistent enough was KCP with the catch and shoot. And it felt good to see Melo out there tonight just getting the ball and catching and shooting. So I feel like the Lakers, we could be one of the best 3-point shooting teams this year if we just stay healthy. But yeah, that's all I gotta say, man.
Yeah, I think the days of the Lakers worrying about if somebody can knock down an open shot is gonna be one of the least of our worries this season, which is a nice thing. But that we just need to see that what we saw in the second quarter, you know, I think it was two games ago. Or a game ago against the Suns or Warriors, where they just shut locked down, and we saw that a little bit too in the second quarter when we came back from like down 12 or something like that.
Right.
But I think, you know, it's going to be we just need to see that more consistency that they can do that, get to that level when they need to. If they can do that, I'm not worried about the Lakers, at least not in the regular season at all.
Yeah, man. I feel like we'll have some growing pains, but other than that, I feel like we could coast through this season and we could be the number one team in the West.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that is a wrap, people. Thank you guys so much for pulling up on the spaces. Shout out to you and everybody in the hashtag Lakers podcast. McKay pulled up here too. Thank you guys so much for everybody for coming through and you know, sharing your passion here with the Lakers. Lakers in 4 and 18 is on the way. Hey, and also yes, make sure sir. Everybody that you make sure that you guys follow the page to the hashtag Lakers page. And anybody who knows, you know, that I'm going to be dropping some very awesome videos throughout the season, and my website launches tomorrow with my merchandise. So make sure you guys pull up. I'm a shameless plugger because I will plug all you guys. So I just want to let you guys know I will plug. All right, yo.
right. I think that does it. Appreciate Petty, Medina, and the crew for hosting that post-game show. Again, we're not going to be doing that for every game. Might do it once a week, twice, maybe every other week. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to chime in with us and kind of interact and talk with us throughout the season. We'll pick some of the most important games the Lakers are going to play. So watch out for our announcement. We'll announce it on Twitter when those spaces will be going live. And yeah, really looking forward to chatting up with you guys. But that does it for today. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate those follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. And you can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.